Welcome to the Fearless Beauties Podcast, a space dedicated to shattering beauty standards and celebrating the diversity of the industry. On season 5, we're getting back to our roots with a focus on education on treating melanin-rich skin. We'll be interviewing beauty school owners, entrepreneurs, and instructors as we amplify voices of color, sharing stories of innovation, inspiration, and empowerment. So settle in and get ready to be inspired. Welcome back to season 5 of the Fearless Beauties Podcast. We took a little hiatus, but we are back like we never left and better than ever before. My name is Alina Velez, and I am your host. And today, I have a couple OG Fearless Beauties in the building, including your SD godmother herself, Mary Nielsen. We also have Beatrice Van, an absolute powerhouse in the industry, and OG Fearless Beauty, of course, and a new voice on the podcast, but not new to aesthetics, Asia Lowe. And we are going to kick off this season by catching you guys up. We've been doing a lot of refining, regathering, and refocusing, and we decided that there is no better theme for this season than getting back to our roots. So, Mary, why don't you kick us off by just reminding people who you are and how Fearless Beauties was birthed and this new exciting direction we're headed in.
Sure. Fearless Beauties star. So I'm Mary Nielsen. I call myself your SD godmother because I wanted to be like the godmother in Cinderella, who grants you your wishes, who helps you in aesthetics get where you need to go, get to the ball, I guess, and have a great time. Fearless Beauty started in 2018, so about 6 years ago, Spectrum noticed that our student population was changing. It's actually a convergence of things. Our student population was changing. We were having more students who had skin of color coming into our program. We were having more clients who were making appointments who had skin of color. I was asked by Milady to help write several chapters of their newest aesthetics textbook, and I had a daughter who made a comment to me. So when I was looking at the previous Milady's textbook, it had a beautiful cover of a woman with black skin, but the amount of information on how to treat darker Fitzpatrick skin types, those skin types that have more melanin, there was very little information. And so I asked Milady, we need to expand more information, because when we're treating people with more melanated skin, it's more than just a darker skin tone. They have specific skin characteristics that are specific particularly to different ethnicities. And Milady's answer to me was they had already written a separate book. And it was written by Alish Pierce, who is someone I deeply respect in the industry, but that book was probably 8 or 9 years old. And there is additional information out there. And I just felt like in our current culture, where the Black Lives Matter, where the Me Too movement was happening, we needed to seriously take a look at the beauty industry and its biases. Back in 2018, it's different now, but back in 2018, if you typed in Google beautiful woman, you didn't see a person of color until about image number 40. You saw lots of blue-eyed, blonde-haired women, and I just wanted to change that. So we decided to create our own curriculum on treating skin of color. And Beatrice was one of those initial people, so was Alina. And we brought together a committee of staff and students and began doing some research. And from there, we developed a Fearless Beauties curriculum that grew into a book, a kind of a textbook as well as a workbook. And from there, we began to go out and speak at different conferences, Skin Ink, Face and Body, IECSC. We traveled around to different cities where we provided presentations on treating skin of color, and it was very well regarded. We had a lot of attendees, and it was just a fun way to interact with other estheticians around the country.
I think that, you know, it was something that we wanted to move the needle, and before COVID, being able to travel across the country to a lot of the California region and Seattle and right here in Portland, Oregon, and just like networking and connecting and creating collaboration versus competition. I think that was one of our biggest also mission too, is just getting people together and building a network of estheticians to be able to uplift one another during that time. And then COVID hit, and here we are now.
So talk to us, you and Asia, about your upcoming traveling plans and what that's going to look like.
Well, we are super excited that we are piloting our first school Fearless Beauty partnership up in Renton, Washington, at the Euro Institute next week. So next Thursday, Asia and I will be heading up to Washington, and we are bringing Fearless Beauty's mission to the next generation of estheticians. And so our workshop will kind of be, our model is be fearless, cultivate care, and connect, where we're going to focus on empowering students with both technical and mindset skills that they need to thrive in their careers. So for mine, I'll be kind of going with the cultivate and care, where I'll be talking about why mindset matters, why self-care matters, and how important it is for us as beauty professionals to really put those in considerations for a long-term career. As you know, I've been doing this for 22 years, and I really wish that I had a mentor to kind of help guide me and facilitate me through mental health and self-care, and how that is so important as we fill other people's cup as service providers, how we need to learn how to fill our cups as well.
Yeah, right. We're just so excited to go back to our roots in education, stepping back into the classroom. And so I'll talk about all things social media, marketing, and branding yourself, just how to be successful and avoiding mistakes so you can start off in the right direction.
Ooh, I love that. Social media is huge. Like,
it is.
It's such a tool for all scales of business to build off of and connect with people and see what other people are doing. And Asia is the queen of social media and reels. So I'm excited.
You.
Yeah, I'm excited for people to experience all your knowledge in that. So
too.
We also, you are launching fourth edition of the book.
That's right.
Tell us what that's all about.
The other thing with social media is, I think Asia can demonstrate how to use social media as a positive tool, because I sometimes see social media used in bullying or in not positive ways. And so being able to look at social media as a positive tool for your business. But the Fearless Beauties book, the first book, I think only had about 8 chapters. We talked about treating Asian skin, Black skin of African descent, South Asian skin, Latinx skin, Nordic skin. And we have moved, and we have had several other additions where we've added transgender, clients with Down syndrome, clients who are in wheelchairs, treating clients who have cancer, and tried to be much more inclusive in looking at those smaller communities that are sometimes excluded or overlooked in the beauty industry. And now we've added chapters on the client going through menopause, because I think menopause is going to have a huge new focus in the beauty industry as people realize the changes to the skin that happen with menopause. I think women who've gone through menopause know that, but I think that the beauty industry has not paid enough attention to that. And I think by refocusing on what we can do to help women, was just reading that women can go through 30% of their life in menopause. And so that's an area where their skin needs skin health and attention.
Bridging the gap. That's what Mary does. I love it. That's incredible. Let's kind of shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about some things that we would like to see more of in the beauty community.
I think personally for me, kind of what Mary said about seeing social media in a bad light, I want to see more authenticity and just ethical practices. Our industry can look so AI generated now with just content and perfect images and perfect lifestyles, and it's just so unrealistic. I just hope that we go back to set those standards that, you know, not being perfect is okay, and it's just about being your best and just celebrating who we are, not thriving for perfection. We need more compassion, not only for our clients, but just for each other in this industry. Yeah, just authenticity and ethical practices is really what I hope to see in the next few years.
I think for me, you know, as I piloted this program with Mary 7 years ago, I think we've come a long way since 7 years ago, but I still definitely see a gap still. So I want to see more representation every corner of the beauty industry, from textbooks to marketing to product formulation and education. I really believe that it's essential that clients see themselves reflected in the brands they support and professionals that they trust. Being able to see a greater emphasis on education around treating diverse skin types. And I think, you know, we're getting there as I'm, you know, it's so funny, as I started with Fearless Beauties and Spectrum Advanced Aesthetics 7 years ago, you know, Mary mentioned earlier about being a part of the My Lady Advance book, and here 7 years later, kind of full circle, I'm going to be a part of the My Lady new edition that's coming out in 2025. So I feel like we're moving, but you know, seeing the needle move a little bit more would be great.
And we need more people like you in positions like that, who are actually, you know, currently practicing, who have, you know, the experience working with melanin-rich skin and all the things, all the cultures, all the backgrounds. We need people like that in those seats and writing those books. So thank you, B, for representing.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm congrats, so B. humble, and feel so blessed to be a part of that project and being able to, you know, like when we talk about representation and when, you know, filming those procedure videos and having students be able to look in the screen now and being like, I see myself, you know, I think that's the biggest aha moment and the most humbling part of the experience. Like, I think it's why it's like, you know, fancy to be able to fly out to LA and do these like fancy photo shoots. But, you know, when everyone asks me like, how was my experience? I think it's more of like leaving a legacy and being able to be a role model and having that representation for the future estheticians and feel seen. I think that's a really big one.
And it is hard work. Like, it's not all glitz and glam. You do have to put your foot down. You know, we've had conversations, B. Things have come up where, you know, you have to kind of have some uncomfortable conversations, but so necessary for the future and for paving the way. So, yeah. Mary, do you have anything you want to add to some things you'd like to see in the beauty community?
Well, I agree with B and Asia. I think they brought up really good points. I think just being able, I agree with B's point of, you know, leaving a legacy, because I'm getting to that age. But I think wanting more collaboration, more cooperation, the vulnerability, being able for estheticians to be able to be vulnerable with each other and talk about what are some of the real stumbling blocks that they have in managing their business and their time. And then for the early entrepreneurs, where do you put your focus? Where do you put your focus in your business in order to have steps towards success?
Yeah, that's good. I think that's something that's made you really successful, Mary, in your career, is just touching on the whole aspect of collaboration. And I feel like you have been somebody who isn't afraid to pass the baton. Like, you are wanting to share your platform that you've created over many, many years, and you want to put more people on and in position, and you are the best at collaboration. And so you've just really set the tone, and I think our students see it here at Spectrum. Everybody sees it, and it's special, and I want that for our community more. So yeah, I think collaboration over anything else is something I would like to see personally in the beauty community.
Well, I feel really strongly that, well, I'm here because I want to empower the next generation of estheticians to find success, to be ethical, to be kind to each other, and to have a greater sense of community rather than a sense of isolation. Mm-hmm. That they're working so hard, but they're all by themselves and they don't have that support. So that's kind of what I want, Fearless Beauties. And that's part of the travel piece, is that being able to go out to other schools besides Spectrum here and be able to share that message and that information with other schools. So I'm super excited to be at the Euro Institute, or that Asia and B are going to be at the Euro Institute as kind of a beta to see how that works, and then be able to make plans to travel to other places and other locations to spread that message.
One more question, guys, before we kind of start to close out this episode, but what ways can embracing our roots help foster a stronger sense of self and community?
So I'm sort of circling back around to the 2018, the reason for Fearless Beauties had to do with my daughter, who made a comment to me that, Mom, not everyone sees the world through your lens. And I know this sounds crazy, but maybe that was my first woke is sort of maybe a bad word now, but my first woke moment of what does that really mean? Mm-hmm. And when I look at the culture that I was raised in, my Scandinavian roots in a small Minnesota all Scandinavian town, I had certain biases that I didn't even realize I had. And so by just thinking about my roots and then thinking about, do I have the capacity to look at other people and consider their roots and where they were from and what did their culture teach them? I guess for me, going back to that idea of where I came from and what my roots were about, and then looking at another person that I'm interacting with, and when I'm feeling like that's weird, to reflect on it's just different from my perspective and their perspective are different. And so why is that? Going back to that culture. I think that's another way of bringing people together, is celebrating all those different cultures and those different backgrounds.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I think just embracing our roots means staying true to our core values of inclusivity and advocacy. And I think that has always just driven us. And now that we have this amazing platform just to continue to create those meaningful changes, and, you know, we have that great platform, and it's now time to just expand that impact and to just address other areas of the industry that need more improvement and just more awareness. And I feel like that we can just be those voices for change.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think just continue to embracing our roots and honoring where we come from and recognizing the experiences that shape each of us, and bringing those experiences to this platform, to the schools. I think that's super exciting that we are, you know, bringing Fearless Beauties beyond the textbook and beyond the podcast now, and like kind of circling back to that. So, you know, I think that just understanding, I think the whole core value of Fearless Beauty really started in the translation of understanding a deeper knowledge of diverse skin needs and also cultural beauty practices. But then now, as we just embrace all skin in every aspect, and then now like really embracing that whole mental health and bringing our experiences, our own personal experience, not just on a professional level but personal level, to be able to share and be authentic about it, to so people can see us as humans, right? And that we can have that long-term career, and that the future estheticians can have a long-term and thrive in this industry. And, you know, I think one of the biggest things this last year is like, you know, how do we not survive but thrive in our day-to-day life, but also in our professional careers?
That's awesome. And I think when you have a deeper sense of self, you can cultivate deeper connections with others when you do that kind of inner work. So Yeah, man, this season is going to be incredible. Simply, I think, because we're getting back to our roots, I feel like whenever you dive back into your roots and where you come from, what shaped you, only good things can arise. And we have some super dope individuals lined up for this season to interview. We've got some entrepreneurs, aesthetic school owners, instructors. And I think what I'm most looking forward to is just cultivating those deeper connections, having meaningful conversations, and really just hearing what other people are implementing in their lives and their businesses, and what's working, what's not working, and what they're rooted in. So everybody tune in, subscribe, follow us on social media at Fearless Beauties. Connect with us. We love to connect with you guys. If you're a school and you want us to travel to you, shoot us a DM or an email. And why don't everybody go ahead and just drop your Instagram handles? You can find me at True Skin Lab.
You may not see much from me because I can't DM for the life of me. All the time. So I am at your SD godmother.
And
don't DM me.
Don't DM
me. You won't
DM Asia.
Yeah.
I am at Beauty by B, B-E-A.
And you can find me at Aesthetics by Asia, LLC on Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you everybody who's listening. And we'll catch you on the next episode.